Please welcome to the program a fellow that knows what it's like to get his first NHL start, a fellow that knows what it's like to play goal for Mike Babcock, Mr. Manny Legacy, ladies and gentlemen. Manny, how are you?
How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for doing this. Now, I understand
thanks for having me.
Anytime. Goaltending consultant now for the Columbus Blue Jackets. You've got lots and lots of experience in the NHL, and more importantly, lots of experience playing for Mike Babcock and of course, watching what Garrett Sparks went through last night, you know, getting his first NHL start, having a hell of a game. Describe,
played really well.
Did you think he played well, or was he just kind of lucky at times and a victim of his own circumstances?
I thought it was probably the best Toronto looked defensively, you know, especially early on. Let him see a lot of good shots from outside, and, you know, then, to be honest with you, it's that first game you play is just all fear. You know, you're just, it's all fear energy, and, you know, you're just praying stuff's just hitting you that night, and, you know, and I thought the Leafs did a great job playing defensively, and they're going to feed off that when they know they have a young kid in the back there.
Yeah, it does affect the way they play, too, right? When you've got a youngster in there who's making his debut, everybody's pulling for him. Everyone's doing what they can to help him out.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're trying to keep him on the outside. You see there's no really big two-on-ones or big breakdowns, you know, three-on-two-wise. And, you know, you saw four guys back. And this might be a good eye-opener how Toronto's got to play the rest of the year. And I thought they played pretty good against the Edmonton Oilers team.
Do you remember your first NHL start? Do you remember who it was against and how you were feeling? Were you crapping your pants?
Yeah, it was in Florida against one of my idols, Sean Burke, and we ended up tying 1-1. Yeah, it was amazing. Strictly fear the whole game. That's what it was. Playing on fear.
Any chance you cried after the game?
Did I? Yeah. No, but I got the silent treatment when you come in the dressing room, and I was playing with LA at the time and came into the dressing room and I'm like, hey, we tied. You know, this is awesome. You know, I have a goalie that's played his first game, come in the dressing room and the room was dead silent. Everybody's taking off. I'm like, wow, the NHL really takes it serious. You know, I thought we played a pretty good game. I guess, we got 1 point coming into Florida who was playing good. They had Pavel Bure and those guys at the time. And I'm like, this is. Okay, these guys take this game really serious, and all of a sudden Luke Robitaille came up and said, oh, good game. You know, burst it out laughing, so it was great.
We're talking to Manny Legacy, goaltending consultant with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, I hate to turn away from the great story last night to one of the more serious stories with the Leafs this year, but how does Jonathan Bernier get it together, or can he get it together?
Oh, he's talented. You know, his is just confidence and just mental, you know, right now. And he's a factor of, you know, playing in Toronto. It's everywhere. Hockey's everywhere there. They talk about it. Or even when you try and get away from it, you still hear about it, you know? And when that snowball starts to go the wrong way, you're still going to hear about it. Not like you would hear about it more in Florida or Tampa. You can get away from it if you're playing bad. But Toronto, there's, you know, you guys talk about it 24/7. You know, and it's hard to get away from. It just snowballs a little bit more. He's just going to get back to the grindstone. You know, if he gets a couple good starts, it's just going to turn his whole season around. That's all it's going to take. You know, he's got a lot of talent. He's proven he can play in this league. You know, he's just got off to a tough start this year.
Manny Legacy, goaltending consultant, Columbus Blue Jackets. One of the things, you know, I know he's talented. You have to be the NHL and for someone to hand you $9 million over 2 years or believe in you a little bit. But, you know, let's be truthful here. When your coach looks past you, the other guy's hurt, and he's been the de facto number one this year, and your coach looks past you down to the AHL and brings up a kid with, I mean, zero NHL experience, is that not something that tells you as a player that your time here is at best limited?
I don't know. I really don't believe that. You know, I believe it's sending a message that, hey, you got to get your game together, you know, and I'm going to give you, you struggled the night before or 2 nights before. I'm going to give you time to get your game back together. Right now, I feel better about going with the younger guy, you know, and that's the way Mr. Babcock coaches, you know, and I've seen it firsthand. You know, if he's not having trust in you, he'll play another go over top. It doesn't matter where he's from. He looks at the whole organization as one team, not 23 guys. He looks at the whole 46-man roster from the Marlies to the Leafs as one organization. If a guy comes up and he can play, he's going to play. If he trusts him, he's going to play. You know, that's just the way he's coached. I've seen it firsthand.
He doesn't trust him. He has no confidence in him. So how does this shake out? How does this end, this season end for Jonathan Bernier?
Well, I see it having, you know, like I said, he's going to have to hard work, you know, back to the basics, keeping the game simple. Once he gets back in there, he's just got to play well. You know, it's simple as that. You know, he's got to play well to get the trust back.
You know, so you think he'll get back in?
I'm telling you, it's only going to be two good starts, and he'll be right back to normal. You know, just it's weird how it goes the other way just as fast, too.
Manny, I saw you when I was a kid back at the old Niagara Falls Memorial Arena playing for the Thunder, and you weren't the biggest guy in net. We all know now Yeah, well, exactly. We all now know that it's all about equipment and big guys who just block the puck. And are you on the side that they should make the equipment smaller for smaller guys like you to goaltend with a lot of athleticism instead of just blocking the puck?
I say it could be smaller to a degree, but, you know, the way the guys shoot the puck these days, and, you know, there is a safety issue, you know. And that's the big thing I look at. Is there a couple of places where you could shrink the upper body and shrink the pants? Yeah, no question. But they're also got to take a look at the safety issue. You know, the pants are the big thing. The pants have just become big barrels. You know, even when I played, you know, I should have been wearing a large pant, and I wore a XXX pant, you know, because I knew it just made me look bigger. You know, so, but is there areas just there? But there also has to be a safety factor because these guys are just shooting the puck every year. It seems like they're shooting the puck harder. The quicker releases in, everything's coming crashing to the net now. There's no holding up. So there is going to be a safety issue.
Mm-hmm. Manny, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and we've talked about it here, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. You know, we watched this fight between Brendan Gallagher and Jim Kite. You know, you're on Twitter, which is not the place you want to have a fight if you want to look like a tough guy. That's just my opinion. But I wanted to get your opinion on it because last night we saw the only team left, the Toronto Maple Leafs, without a fighting major. I have said many times I miss that portion of the NHL, which has disappeared in the last 3-4 years. I used to circle on my calendar when I knew what team, when the Oilers and the Flames were playing, or when Philadelphia was playing Edmonton, because I was an Edmonton kid. I used to circle on my calendar, listen, I know Semenko is going to go up against that guy. Mm-hmm. I know that Tiger Williams is going to go up. I just knew, and that was part of the game for me. But
that whole energy in the whole city would go up, too. You know, it's like when we were playing, when I was with Detroit, and we'd play Colorado. Mm-hmm. The whole week leading up was just energy. The whole city was like, oh, I can't wait. You know, good luck. You'd see a person in the grocery store. Come on, go, good luck. Give it to Lemieux. You know, you're like, holy crap. You know, I'm a goalie. I've got my head kicked in. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but that was part of the drama and part of the excitement, right? And exactly.
I think it's – I'm an old school guy, so I loved it, you know, and I wish it was back. Because if you look at even today – you go around with Darren McCarty, Joey Kosher, you know, even Bob Probert. When these guys retired, the people still love them. They walk around the town and people are still loving them. And, you know, they appreciated what they do. You know, when there's a fight, the whole building stands up. Everyone goes crazy. You know, it's electrifying.
Yeah.
You know, when the biggest sport growing right now is that UFC. And what it is, it's just guys beating the hell out of each other. You know, and I agree to it. To get it to a certain degree, you know, look how much room our big stars will have if they had, you know, imagine if Crosby had Joey Kosher, Brendan Shanahan on his line, you know, imagine how much more room he would have instead of getting hit, taking hits. You know, our stars would get more ice because they would have a guy on the bench knowing if we hit him, I'm going to get my head kicked in.
Yeah.
Joey Kosher is going to come off the bench or Brendan Shanahan is going to come off the bench and he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
You know, Stevie Yzerman had everybody, you know, and he had Shanny on his line. You touched Shanny, and I mean, you touched Yzerman, Shanny was over there beating you. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you look at Gretzky, he had Semenko. Who else did he have?
McClellan.
McSorley. And then, you know, hockey in Canada is different. It's going to sell. People are going to watch it. But the hockey in the U.S., people want something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we had it back in the 80s where there were fights and brawls and, you know, and even in the 90s, you know, where guys, you knew Probert was going to fight Cox or somebody like that. You knew it was going to happen. You know, and it was huge in the U.S. But now we've gotten off to these boring games. And like Detroit, which sells the tickets, but people don't go because it's, you know, it's Detroit versus Florida. There's going to be really no excitement there. No chance of a fight, no chance of anything going on. But if you knew that coming in, you had a Cox and a Probert going to go, everybody's going to go to the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I was watching, you know, basketball's huge in the United States. Final Four, the college basketball. And it was a Final Four game at a restaurant watching. And they cut away from a Final Four basketball game to show a bench-clearing brawl against Philadelphia. And I want to say it was L.A. at the time. And I was like, this proves that how big of ratings we can get if we brought it back to a certain degree, you know, to add more excitement to the game.
Couldn't agree more.
And I know everybody's going to hate me for it, but that's the way I feel because I love the way – I love watching Joey Kosher, Probert. I love watching those games. I couldn't fight my way out of a wet paper bag,
yeah,
to be honest with you. But, you know, it's very exciting with these guys.
Yeah, it's called Scottish martial arts. It's knowing you can't fight but watching other guys do it around you. Hey, Manny, listen, really appreciate you taking time to do this. Thank you so much. All the best to you, and thanks for your time.
Oh, anytime. Thanks, guys.